generally American militia types or anti-government violent types.
There's a lot of these.
Yeah. What is most necessary is a civilian oversight committee. And so the big thing I'm trying to do right now, besides just preparing the whole structure to bring it forth, is finding a group of people within the civilian organization who could act as oversight for this, and which would be acceptable to all of the cops, all of the politicians, and all of the people who are going to be operating under them. And the people that I see inviting to that role are librarians. Honestly. Librarians, they know how to shush people. They know what authority is about. And at the G20 fiasco that we all witnessed over the summer, one of the groups of people who rode in against this action was the Association of Canadian Librarians. And they railed against what these cops did. And they did it, I think, if you look historically, when Nazi systems come into a society, who's the first people they get out are the librarians and the holders of the knowledge. And I think that's why the librarians responded as they did. And I think they would be the ideal apolitical group of people that you could get 12 librarians from across the country and say, you're in charge of C3PO until we get to a point where we can have elections. Because eventually it has to get to where the civilian body, the civilian oversight body, is elected. But they would certainly be an acceptable interim group of people. So that's what needs to be done. I've got a lot on my plate. I'm doing the best that I can. What we also really need right at the beginning is an administrative group of people who come together and make that happen. So yeah, I'm not hiring you right now, if that's your point.
No, I was wondering how you set it up. Like, for example, would these librarians be emailed first? Or?
No, not necessary. And for C-3PO, or 3CPO, anyone could be a peace officer. You don't have to be a freeman. But what we do definitely need is civilian oversight. It has to eventually be an elected civilian oversight. And in the interim, it has to be acceptable to all parties. And the only people I really see that would fit that bill, librarians fit the bill beautifully.
Did you see the letter I have right here? They wrote to the country.
Yeah, about G20?
Yeah, on behalf of the British Columbia Library Association, we are writing to express our deep concern over the unprecedented curtailment of civil liberty that took place at the June 2010 meeting of the G20 committee.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, that's the letter I'm talking about. They came out railing against it.
Yeah, intellectual freedom is one of the core values of librarianship.
Right. So we get them on side, and then when it comes time to presenting it to the public, the cops and the politicians aren't going to be able to say, oh, these are a bunch of militia type right-wing nuts. No, sorry, we've got your town librarian on side. We win.
Yeah, I was wondering, theoretically speaking, if you do get arrested because of the fact that they are ignorant, then and they take you to court, like, what would you argue, or they take you to jail, how would you get out of that?
That is such a huge question because it encompasses situations that are different right from the get-go. So you get arrested. Were you violently arrested? Were you unviolently arrested? And every time you mention something, there's five other factors put in. Fundamentally, all you can do is treat those people with as much respect as you want to be treated with from them. Make sure that they are aware of it. Be peaceful. Bring your passion, bring your heart, let them know, okay, I'm not disobeying your rules as much as I'm following my own conscience. And I'm sorry that contravenes your rules, but your rules are wrong. And at that point, you operate under protest and duress. Don't argue with people with guns if you don't have one and know how to use it. Rule number one. If you go through that system, get away from the people with guns. Go talk to a guy who's in the court. Reserve all your rights. Enter into an agreement where you say, yeah, I agree to consent to your adjudication process. Recognize you have 3 days after that to write them and say, you know how I told you I agreed to come to your court? I only did that because you were holding me and you wouldn't.